this is that if the Yisodah didn't have a Bamachteres, and we began to develop the principle of Bamachteres through the Shakl Vatarye of Ayin Beis Amud Beis. And what we pointed out yesterday is that Baba Machteres, the Gemara sees Baba Machteres, the din of Roidev and the din of Hashkim Lahorgi Baba Machteres can be analyzed through the halachas of Epsak Beis Din. Why do we say that? The Gemara says that the Gemara darshes the pasuk. Ein lay damim and yesh lay damim. The Gemara says that Ein lay damim teaches us that even on Shabbos, habav machteres is even on Shabbos. The Gemara says, why do I need to have such a limud? The Gemara says that the din of damim loy, that there's an iser to kill the habav machteres if one knows that he's not coming to kill. That also requires a special din. That even on Shabbos, one has the din of Hatzolas, Baba Machteres, even if it's Pikuach Hagal. So the Gemara, so what has to bother us is that the Gemara says that Torah requires a limud to teach us that the Baba Machteres, when we kill the Baba Machteres even on Shabbos, why would we need such a limud? If the din of Baba Machteres is that neither al shem soifoi that he's coming to kill, hashkem habo in bolog hashem lahorgoi, so why would I need a pasuk to say even on Shabbos? And then the next question is, what is the kamash malon? Kamash malon, Rashi says, the habamina is that it's a psak beizdin. And beizdin does not, and misas beizdin do not take place in Shabbos. So there's a lav not to perform a misas beizdin in Shabbos. Like sevarish b'chol meshuzechem is even misas beizdin. So the Gemara says, whatever reason there's a lav for Mises, Bezin, and Shabbos, I need, there's a havim in him that I would apply that din to a roidev. So that's what we pointed out yesterday. Mechatesa. Why would he even dream up that you require a posuk, that you would look at the din of Bob Machteres as a din of Psak Bezin, Hayraz Bezin? And then, next question is, what's the Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon, Rashi says, Dekadlinan Mishun Pikuach Nefesh Deheyech. So what was the Havamina? We began with Habol Lahorgo Hashem Lahorgo. The basis of Raydev is Habol Lahorgo Hashem Lahorgo. So Gemara says, I have a Havamina to say, Mises Bezdin. A strange Mises Bezdin, no Bezdin required, Bechlau. So then the Gemara says, Kamash Malon, what's Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon, that it's not Harigas Bezdin Bechlau, and it's entirely a din of Pikuach Nefesh, Kathlin and Mishum Pikuach Nefesh Deheyach. If that's the case, so then one has to wonder why I need another lima to tell me that if the nirdaf is entirely under a gal and not running any place, and lechayra if the roidev, and the nirdaf seems to be safe right now, so why would there be a half a minute to say that I shouldn't save the roidev is under a gal? It's all din of pikuach nefesh. Nobody's in danger anymore. Next kasha. We have a sugyim. The Gemara says, I need a lima to tell me vuhuka. Vuhuka is expressly to tell me that I don't have to use misa sayif. Misa sayif means I don't have to employ the way that Bezin would kill a Ritzayach. Right? So again, meichet teis, the guy's a Ritzayach. It's only to be a Ritzach. All right, so that's an easy thing. You'll tell me that a Ritzach is dealing with Ritzach. Good. Makabal. But then the Gemara says, but we just said it's because of Pikuach Nefesh. So once I have my Pasuk, Ein Leidomim, and I've darshan that Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, Mechitesa that I would say, and you have to choose a specific kind of weapon that the Bezim would use for a Ritzach. And now I need a Lima to save a Hukah. To be manavshach, either teach me vuhuka, and vuhuka tells me b'chol misa shatayochol la'misa, or tell me domim. Why both? Next kasha. So that, what I'm pointing out is that kamashmalon could not simply mean pikach nefesh. Kamashmalon could not be a 180, right? Because if it be a 180, then I have to re-understand the Luhuka. Then the Gemara says, Vameis. What's Vameis? Vameis is to teach me that anybody can kill. It need not be just the Nignav. Sorry, Vameis. Vuhuka's Bechaladim. Sorry, Shkarach. Thank you very much. Vuhuka's Bechaladim. So replay and amend. All right? Replay and put Vameis versus Vuhuka. Now, when it says v'huka, v'huka is b'chol adam. All right, that's important to be accurate. Divrei Torah. Just saw a word from the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim says in the pasuk, "Ki kasher." It's the pasuk we say. Maybe a sitter here. The pasuk we say in the haftarah for a tiny siver. Ki kasher yereid a geshem. Very good. Again, said again. As the rain comes down from the heavens, v'shamal lo yoshev, and it doesn't come back. Kiim, it has to nourish. Kain kol dover sheitzim mipi. Right, lo yoshev reikum. So Chavetz Chaim says it's called yoshev mipi. So the pshavet probably usually when you learn the Tanakh, you think it refers to a gezer v'kadosh baruch hu. So Chavetz Chaim says it refers to call anything which a kadosh baruch hu says, any dvar Torah, any word of Torah. Why? He says ki kasha yerein. He writes this in Beis Yisrael. Ki kasha yerein. He says just like if a kadosh baruch hu provides rain, that rain has to nourish. That's the pasuk. Ki kasha yered egeshem in shemaim v'shoma lo yoshev kiim hirva. The rain has to provide some nourishment, right? So the Chavetz Chaim writes the rain is something Kadosh Baruch Hu creates in this world, and then added, and it's like almost like a groma kilo of the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? And then that rain has to provide. But if Kadosh Baruch Hu provides something, definitionally the Navi says has to nourish. So Cain, Kalitzim Yipi, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur, it's Divrei Torah. Obviously have to provide Lo Yosher Regum. They can't but provide some kind of nourishment. So you have to be careful and get it right. So it's correct. Vemeis is Bechol Misa, and Vehuka is Bechol Adam. Right? What's Bechol Adam? So again, if it's Pikuach Nefesh, Why do we need a pasuk b'chol adam? So those are the kashas. We began the mahalach yesterday. If you pointed out yesterday, so we began the mahalach to point out it is not simply a case of pikuach nefesh, because pikuach nefesh would be nignav. Don't be omer mamoinoi. Run, right? So it's not a perfect. It's not a classic case of. In our minds, let's say at first glance. It's not the classic case of Roidev, right? And we already brought this several times that a proof to this idea it's not the classic case of Roidev, or I would say it's not presented initially as the way we initially think the classic case of Roidev is, because as the Yad Ramon, the Ran both say that we have to explain in the Yad Ramon Ran's approach that the redif is created by the willingness of the nignav to kill. So the both the Yad Ron and the Ran say the Torah is to teach us who the right Eif is over here. I have a Ganav and I have a Meshugan of Alabas, Balabais. So who's the right Eif? So, yeah, I guess at first blush, you said, well, the right Eif is Poite Mai Reishis Modin. But who ramped it up to Ritzicha? That was the Meshugan of Alabais. So the Torah is telling you who the right of the narrative is. All right. So right away you see from that Loshon that one of the Chidushim of Baba Machteres is that the Torah says this is a case of Reinig. Right? Now we'll give another Raya Brewer. Look at the Tosfos and Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph is discussing the source of the Din of Reinig. The source of Matzilin Oysim and Avshay. That if Reuven is... I'll put it up for you. If Reuven is in hot pursuit of Shimon, the Gemara says Matzilin Oyson Ben Avshan. The opening Gemara is what is the source of this din? Minayin Leroydeif Acha Chamerish Nitan Latzilin Ben Avshan. The Gemara discusses Leisamud Amriyacha. Then the Gemara says that we learn it from the din of Namarasa. So Tosva says Dibra Maschil Afreit Seyach Nitan Latzel Benafshay Vim Toimar. Maybe who could behold them now? Could you do the Shinel Yel, Yishloimar, the Hosom Rishus? Vashvin and Kuro, they lay domim. And Malacha Kamashm and the Choyvalat. Tosva says the difference between Abob Machteris and classic Raidiv of Hot Pursuit, the Gemara Tosva says, why do we need another Makor? I have Abob Machteris, they lay domim. The Gemara says, the Tosva says, no. Abob Machteris is Rishus. But when Reuven is in hot pursuit of Shimon, that's a choiva, right? So we learn, and that's the how we can be medayik in the lishonos of Rashi in the Mishnah
and the Rambam
also correct. Ayin beis of an aleph. Rashi is a little bit more difficult because of the seeming stira, right? Habo machteris nidon al shem seifai. If eino roi. Ein lay damim kigoyin shakol adam. Why? She nitan rishus lebala bais lahargoi. Right? Doesn't say she mechuyev lahargoi. Nitan rishus lahargoi.
But also the other, it depends who's sad. Meaning on the tzad of the bala bais, it says he only has rishus. But on the tzad of the bala machteris, it says that he has a chiyev misa. Meaning he's.
Oh, okay. Good. So what Mordechai is pointing out is that we have to figure out the end of that Rashi. Now, as the Pashto says, the Tosfos has told us that one of the halachas that Habo Machteris is Rishus, when allowed to kill him. Right, if Reuven sees Shimon running after Levi, so then there's a chiyuv to kill Shimon. Matzil min Avshay. That's the Gemara said, just like if Reuven sees Shimon trying to be Ma'anei Sara, there's a chiyuv to take Shimon out. So that's the din of Reidev and Ayin Gimel Aleph. Before that, so Tosfos says, why do we need a Pasuk? Why do we need a Hasugya? I have Habo Machteres. So what's the Habo Machteres Rishus? So Mordechai says, what do you do with the end of the sentence? The Chiyav Misa, the Chiyav Teshlumen. What do you mean Chiyav Misa, the Chiyav Teshlumen? Why do you apply Kol Ramine? Right? The opening sugya that we had of Bob Machteris at the moment is Zikadin. Kom le mirabamine. So kom le mirabamine, one of the chidushim, which he didn't spell out because we were ready for it, was that that Komle Midrami, they will apply in this case with the heter to kill him, even though he's not mechuyev. Harayu kmi she'ein lo idam u'neshama u'muter lahargoy, Rashi says. And as Loza Meir pointed out, that's the Loshon of Rambam also. The Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchos Geneva. Habo machteres u'rishos yesh l'kol argoy. Vein mechol vein m'shabes. Mashena Cain. When it comes to Meroidev, it sounds like from the Rambam.
Halacha Vav, it says Kol Yisrael Metzuvin Lahatzil.
Oh, good. Sorry. Yeah. All right. So those are your stark differences between Avod Machteris and classic Roidev. Right? Next, we pointed out. So that's number one. You see, it's different in its basic din. Number two is that that Al Pisvara, Avod Machteris is different, and we rise from the Adran because it's not patently clear that this is a case of redifa. Maybe it's a case of a Bala Bais who's Meshuggah about protecting his property. Maybe that should be the sugya. Right? We would be equally comfortable if the Torah would say that Ki Motze Yish Bimachteris Ki Motze Aganav Yivrach Balabayas. Right? We'd be very comfortable. Right? Yivrach Balabayas. But then work it out afterward. But the Torah says no. The Torah says, so we pointed out yesterday, the first ha'or we made, the Nefi pointed out, is so with the way that the Gemara understands, the way that Chazal understood the din is that there must be a kvias that this person is a roidev. Who gets to make that kvias? It's the Brisker Rav pointed out that that's pshat and pasuk. Ein loy damim. What's the Torah saying? Machteris imotze ganav hukam ameis. Torah doesn't say chayiv. Doesn't say potter. Doesn't say hergur. Torah says ein. I'm giving you a psak din. I'm giving you a new mitzias. Ein loy damim. Zorchel Hashemesh, then a different mitzias damim loy. Torah is being kaveh a certain again a halachic mitzias. Not a mitzias is reality, but Torah is being kaveh a halachic identity. How to look at the person. The last Rashi in the Omud could be also, you could begin this shir, this malach, from numerous places. The last Rashi, Oma Mishum de Mechaskinen Le Roidev, Le Boyasra. What do you mean, Chaskin and Roidev? It's not that he is a Roidev in and of himself. In and of himself, he's a Ganav. But we're Machsim Ki Roidev. So apparently this idea of identifying a person and giving him a new status, so the Chazal first see this, say, well, this sounds like a Psak Bezin. Right? Like we had at the very end of Ben Seira Moira. Kevan Shenig Mardinai Ein Leidomim Zgavar Ktola. So the concept of taking a person and saying he is now downgraded. Right? So that kvias, which never happens even in Nigmar Dinoi. Even Nigmar Dinoi. Why? Ben Sarah Murray and Nigmar Dinoi is in Le Damim. But the regular case of Nigmar Dinoi, we're Machziroi. So the idea of downgrading a person to say Ein Lo Damim, so where did that kviyas come from? So the fact is he doesn't go through due process, doesn't go through a Beis Din. So the Torah says, but I could have understood that the Torah is saying that there's a ke'ilu, there's a virtual ma'isa bezin happening over here. Because how else does it happen? So again, practically it happens because the guy is Baba Machteris. But the Torah is saying, I could have imagined that Baba Machteris creates a virtual based in process of downgrading the person to a Gavriktal, to Ein Lei Domim. Because that's the only model we have. And if that's the case, I could have said, well, if that's the case, it's a has to follow the rules of Psak Beis Din. The rules of Psak Beis Din are, number one, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have to run. 6 days a week, you stay and fight. Shabbos, be a new Zemmer on Shabbos afternoon, but having to run Baruch Teres, right? You can easily imagine that. Right? So one of the Chidushim of Shabbos. Or you would say Davka Besayev. Because once we're saying there's a Psak Beis Din, there's a virtual Psak Beis Din, there's a half a minute to say that we're only going to allow the Nirdaf, the Nignav, to make the call. The third party is a separate point. Once we say that it's not clear that there's Radif or Ritzichu going over here, so it really depends on the Nignav. The Nignav is making the call. Is he going to fight or run? So maybe a third party can't kill the Roidev. Certainly according to the Admiral, they run. And have a half a minute to say, maybe if he's a smart guy, and he'll leave the house. He won't go for confrontation. So it's a chiddush to say, no. The third party can say who the writer. Don't say another gevaldi gevor. There's a ha'orah from the Or Sameach, not in this sugya, in the next sugya. The Sameach says, Reuven's running after Shimon. Right? Reuven's running after Shimon to kill Shimon. Now Reuven sees that there's a tzaddik lady who knows the sugya and Sanhedrin Yivam Aleph, so he comes charging after Reuven. Right? Reuven's running after Shimon. Right? Shimon is the Nirdav, Reuven's the Roidev. Levi is the tzaddik who says, the Rambam says, Kol Ish Mitzuvah. So he starts running after Reuven to kill Reuven. Is Reuven allowed to take Levi out? Does Reuven become a Nirdav, klape Levi? Levi's out to kill him. If Reuven kills Levi, is Reuven a Reitzeyach? Or is Reuven off the hook? Because ain't like domim. So obviously, what we're going to say? Was that? Pot, right? No. You mean saying the same thing?
I mean that he's liable for killing Levi.
Okay, good. Right? So the Or Sameach says, you see, that the Torah has to establish who the right of the Nirdif is. It's not simply Habba, Lahargah, Hashem, Lahargah. Right? Why can't Reuven say, what are you talking about? What happened to Ayin Beis on Aleph? I didn't get to Ayin Gimel. I'm holding Ayin Beis. Habo Hashem L'Horgoy. Levi's out to kill me. Why can't I kill him? So again, for what is patently obvious for us, has to be identified, has to be defined. Simply being a pikuach nefesh per se, standing in a vacuum, Roidev in a vacuum doesn't work. Because if Roidev would work in a vacuum, if Pikuach Nev would work in a vacuum, you'd have anarchy. Right? So it must be that there's a context to the din of Roidev. That is saying the same thing as that in every din of Roidev, you need to have some kvius, who the Roidev, who's the Nirv. It's not simply... I mean, if you'd be watching a film strip, right, you would not be able to determine who the Roidev and Nirdif is. You'd have to see the entire sequence of events. So what we're pointing out is the din of Radif Ritzicha requires clear establishment as to who their right of who their neredif is. Even classic case, right, of alachas kama v'kama when it comes to bob machteris. So we pointed out yesterday, hayois, that the din of bob machteris requires a kviyus. So that is a maisa beizdin. And what the Gemara says, hayois, that it's a maisa beizdin, there's room to think only 6 days a week. So now the Gemara says, Kamashmal, what's the Kamashmal on? That's Pikuach Nefesh. But you can't say it's only Pikuach Nefesh, because it's only Pikuach Nefesh, as we said. So what's the Vahuka? What I need a pasuk to say that everybody's Chayim Pikuach Nefesh? Right? I how can you say Vameis? Did I get it wrong again? No, good. But how can you say b'chol misa? I need a pasuk b'chol misa b'kuach nefesh. We give instructions how to be exactly how to go about b'kuach nefesh. So you have to say that it's not a 180. We're not entirely dispensing of the ma'isa beizdin, the virtual ma'isa beizdin. That we still require a kvis, and that's obvious from the very bottom Rashi. Mechazkin and Leiroidev. We still need to establish who the right, who the narrative is. So what the Gemara is pointing out to us is that the drushes from the psukim develop at one and the same time there is a din of pikuach nefesh. And there's a requirement of a virtual ma'isa beizdin. It's not a pikuach nefesh, like a person drops dead in the street. It's not a pikuach nefesh of teveya b'yom. First, I need to determine who the right, who the nirduf is. First, I need to establish that the nignav is not mechuyev teran. Once I establish he's a raidev, then this is din pikuach nefesh. The Moshul Adover Doimer. Let's say I'm the third party. And I see Bo Machteris. What's my obligation? My obligation should be go over to the Nignav and yank him out. My obligation to the Nignav is tell him I'll buy you another flat screen. Now go. Who said my obligation is? Say, there's a Chiddush, the terrorist says no. You have no obligation to go to the Nignav and try to neutralize the Nignav. You neutralize the Nignav, you can save everybody's life. No one needs to die. It's a chinish. I'm not mechuyev to neutralize the Nignav. It doesn't even seem to be like achilchila b'di evad. There's no din like achilchila go to the, and if you can't neutralize the Nignav, oh, then you go to the, right? Chiddush. So first is a kviyas base. Hold on, there's a kviyas base then. Again, there's no real base then. But the same process is required, that usually requires a base then, to determine who the reitzeh, who the nisach, who the gan, who the nignav is, to be kveya identities. That process, which is never given l'amoinam. In this case, Torah says no. So that's why the Gemara says, once I'm saying it has trappings of a based in process, so we say, no. It has both. It has to have both. Why? Because if it wouldn't have both, I would not need a hook of a maze drush. Right, now hold on. The Mekash is going to look at Hasra for a moment. Then we'll come back. You can see from the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and mitzvah reish lamites, hi haTorah shehoreinu b'din aganav, sheniknas also that we will penalize the ganav, tashlume keifa tashlume avachamisha, oy nargeyu im bavim machteres, oy nimkireyu, ubachlal kol mishpatei aganav. Now, what strikes you as strange in this mitzvah reish lamites, horeinu b'din aganav? Al hilchas ganav, I was surprised. Rambam, where does the Rambam put Hilchas Bal Machteres? Geneva. Where would you put it? No. Hill first peg of Reitzev. Then. Well, first peg of Reitzeach is Reitzev. So if I was the Rambam, I would add these six halachas to the end of Perek Aleph Reitzeicha, and I'm holding it Reitzev. The Rambam says, so it's not a gevaldik kasha, because the Rambam often organizes the material not conceptually but practically. So practically, the guy's a ganav. So he'll put Hilchos Geneva. Right? Although for us, Abba Machteres is the din of Redifa. Right? But look at this Rambam. The mitzvah of Parshos Geneva, Shenikneis. Who's Shenikneis? No? The Beis Din. Tashlumi Keifa. Oy Tashlumi Chamisha. Oy Nahargeyu in Baba Machteres. Oy Nim Kareyu. Who's Nim Kareyu? Bezin. Right? So what's the Oy Nahargeyu in Baba Machteres? Tapela. Oy Nahargeyu. What's Oy Nahargeyu in Baba Machteres? Ubechlau kol mishvete agana. What's Nahargeyu?
Isn't that typical of the Ram of Lashon
usually? No? I don't know. Do the work. I'm happy. I'm not building a shir based on the diuk. I can do it. Maybe I'm wrong. I didn't do the research. But what I'm suggesting is, again, I will concede to Aryeh, I didn't do the research. But even if the diuk in the language is incorrect, the context that it's embedded in the parsha of how Beis Din deals with the ganav. It's not separate at all. It would seem to indicate that the Rambam does see it as part of the way that the parsha that the Torah gives is dealing with the ganav. So a fantastic diuk in the Yad Ramah. Yad Ramah writes, Vitanya Idach, we'll see it from the sugya of Hasra first. Listen to us. So what we established so far is that Havbova Machteres, we established that B'derech Klal, we understand again. There's a din of Reidev. The Tosva says the din of Reidev and Bova Machteres are distinct. Because Bova Machteres is a heter, not a chiyuv. Good. And that's clear in Rashi. Right? Now, and clear in Rambam. What's the heter? Why do I need a heter? Why don't we say pikuach nefesh? So we explain many times because it's not so clear who that there's a redifa without the Baal HaBayis making a decision. Next, and there's a chiddush that we do not obligate the Baal HaBayis to run the chiddush. Ad kenei kach, that we allow the ganav to become a redif. We pass it right. So now we're pointing out that the sugya understands that establishing the identity of a person as essentially a ganav, and bumping him up to being a roidev, or downgrading his life to being a roidev, that is a maisa beizdin. It's a maisa beizdin, not a base. It's a virtual maisa beizdin. Moshul v'dugma is our calendar. Right? Our calendar is a maisa beizdin. Because without a ma'aseh beis din, you'd have no calendar. You didn't have Rish Chodesh without ma'aseh beis din. No, so how are you talking that we have Rish Chodesh? How do we have Yom Tovah? So the Torah says there's such a thing as a virtual ma'aseh beis din. So when Hillel established the calendar after Bayisheni, that became a ma'aseh kviyas beis din l'deri doris. A huge Chodesh. That it's possible. You don't have, and the Rambam writes it's mukhrach to be this way. If the Torah could not create a calendaric requirement, which could not be maintained through Golias. So all I'm suggesting right now is just like you see that you have a virtual ma'aseh beis din, a similar din in. Don inish dinil anafshe. beginning of Choshev Mishpat. Machlokes HaPoskim is done initially in Avshay that the Torah allows me to act as an individual, or the Torah bumps me up into giving me certain koiches of a beza. Tfis is a similar kind of a din. So all we're saying over here is that the Torah formulated the din. We're not changing anything in practice, but the way that the halacha is formulated is that I get to determine that the person's a roidev. I get to do a virtual maisa beza. And then we're saying it's mukhrach that has to be that way. Because who the roidev and the nirdev is not patently obvious. It requires an analysis. It would not be obvious to the third party if you just helicoptered in. Which is true of any redifa. Sometimes you could not tell if Reuven is the roidev for the nirdev. If you're not there long enough. Because when Reuven begins to kill Shimon and Levi takes out Reuven, if you pop in on the scene, you don't know who the Reuven and the Nirev is. Right? It happens to be, again, a Moshul V'dugma is in, I think every army has to have that kind of a system. And now it's in the news because of the issue going on in Eretz Yisrael, the Chayal and Charon. But so now it's in the news that let's say Tzahal's mode of operation is that whenever soldiers come to a scene, they cannot determine the mode of operation is that they don't determine the nature of the scene right now. They do not determine who's in hot pursuit, who's not in hot pursuit, who's the terrorist, neutralized, not neutralized. It's the every scene is identified having there's a commander at the scene. And the commander of the scene he's the one who determines and he's the one who issues the information to anybody who comes to the scene. Right? So what's the Hezra Dover is that anybody who comes to the scene doesn't know. Neutralized, not neutralized. How are you supposed to know? You can't helicopter into a scene and determine. Right? You can't determine who's the terrorist, not the terrorist. So what we're saying over here is again, it's a moshul v'dugma. Hear the same thing? If you helicopter into a soon of three guys running after each other, you don't know, you can't tell who right is the nerd is. So it requires a kvias. It requires somebody to make a determination. So that's what our Gemara is saying, that is a based in process that is imposed and given over to any party in this case. Not even the Nigna. I could say the Nigna. He's the commander of the scene. The Nigna is the guy who should determine. He's the one who's calling the shots. Run or not run? No. Halacha is that a third party can determine. He has to figure out who the Bamach Teres is. He has to know that. Obviously, he's not going to shoot the proprietor and let the Ganav. If he doesn't know the Ganav who the Nigna is, he can't do anything. But if he knows who the Ganav and the Nigna is, and he sees the Ganav is Bamach, the Baliyadei Karfifa, all he has to figure out that he's a ganav. Right? That's the chiddush over here. That's what we'll see in a moment. All the gevurah we'll see in a moment. And that might be why it's a hilchus ganav and not hilchus reidev. Because what you're determining is not redifa. You're determining who the maisek, who the ganav is. Let's look at the din of asra for a moment. In order to go a little bit weiter. The din of asra, the gemara says, is that why do I need to have machteres and why do I need him? In machteres yimotze. In machteres yimotze. Yimotze means even karfif v'gagay. So he needs machteres. So machloik is tanoam. One tana says it's derech akra, right? Almost like what's the lashon? That's how burglars work. In machteres is biblical Hebrew for burglar, right? It's anything burglar, machteres. So, but once I use the word burglar, so in English, a burglar could mean anyway. But in Hebrew, a burglar is a machteris. But now, so now I've opened myself up for miscommunication. Is it davka machteris or is it any burglar? So you must say any burglar. Good. The Gemara then says, but the other man domer holds no. Im machteris is machtartoi zui asra osoi. Machtartoi zui asra osoi. What do you mean, machtad is Ezra Azay? I thought it's pikuach nefesh. So you give hasra. If somebody's dying, so you give hasra for pikuach nefesh. So the Gemara says the machlekes, right? Let's look at the machlekes. The machlekes says, Imkein matam aloy machtar, machtar tezu hasra. So the machlekes, whether machtar tezu hi hasra say not. Pashtus, that means a machlekes if you need to give hasra. By Bo Machter, it's not the Pashtus, right? Tanya Idach, Om Ravuna, Kotan Arayneif Nitin Latzila Benafshi. Ravuna is of the position that one does not need to give Hasra to a Bo Machteris. How do I know this? Because a Kotan can be a Arayneif. Nitin Latzila Benafshi. Kosovar Arayneif Ain Tzarech Hasra. So a raya brura, if the halachas of redif apply to a katan, that means a redif does not require asra, and now we're saying that means a bo machteres doesn't require asra, right? You have to connect all the dots. Lo ishna god lo ishna katan. That's Rav Huna's din. Eser Rav Chisda Rav Huna. Rav Chisda attacks Rav Huna by saying, Yotza roishe ein noigin bo lefish ein doichin nefesh nefesh. The my roidefu. So Rav Huna, we've called the fetus a roidef. And he also in the mishmai karad filay. All right, it can't be a riot. Next, neimim esayeyale. Now let's bring a riot to Rav Huna that a bom machteris does not require asra, that a roidef does not require asra. Roidef sheyahar roidef achaver largoi. Oimer loy rei sheyisrael hu uben brisu v'atayra amra. Shevich nama odom v'odom domi shofech. Omer teira hatzel domi shozeh v'domi shozeh. So Gemara says you don't require asra. Why not? How's the right that you don't require asra? He did give him asra. No kabbalas asra. Right? The Gemara says asra means kabbalas asra. Asra means afal pikein. This person is not about kabbalas. Gemara says no. There's a machlekes how what hasra is. Is hasra l'havchin bein mezid l'shegig, or is hasra kabbalas hadin? Okay, so Gemara says from here you can't bring a rai because maybe the Gemara will say that's a machlekes in hasra. Gemara says toshma, now bring a raya that what? That a raya if required doesn't require hasra. So Gemara says raya shi raya achamei raya lahar goyom v'leir Israel. If he's not Mekabel, you can't kill him. Right? If he is Mekabel, if he says, Im oimer yedei ani shukein poter, al menos kein ani oise chayav. So Gemara says, you see from here, Raya, you do require Hasarai for Rav Huna. Lo yitziricha, dekoy betrei b'dinara, udoi matzi yitzulei. Ma'ik edu boi yisuyei, lebeidina. Beidina boi asroah. Gemara says, no raya from here. All right, so we have a machlekes, Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, have a machlekes to know. Iba yisei, ma'om alacha, Rav Huna, anadam rikitana de machteris. Rav Huna says, you know, even though I hold that Raydev does not require hasram, and now you're bringing me a raya that Raydev does require hasram, Rav Huna says, I could hold kitana de machteris. What does he mean? I can hold them. Rav Huna holds that a raya does not require a sra. Rav Huna said, "Cut the raydev, nitzel benafshay." So I can hold like the tanan machteris. Why? How can I do that? The machtar tezui asra. How do you read the last line of the sugya? Rav Huna holds a cotton can be a raydev. That means no asra. No, and he says, "But I could say." But I'm not, when it comes to machteres, I don't have to hold like the Tana that says machteres is there for stylistic reasons. I could hold machteres there for asra. But you don't require asra. No, has me on over. Let me finish up the sugya. No, go ahead.
When you said that a katan is a rodev, it's because the scenario was that he's in the machteres. So that's why. But a classic
Rodef
was a cotton would require
a straw. A classic cotton, so a cotton can't be Rodef.
Unless he's in the Machteris.
Not sure. But he says a kohen is a roedif. So you think that's davka when he's about
teres? That's what
he meant. That's the chiddush, no?
Oh no. When I said.
So there's no machlokes. Everybody holds. Yeah. Everybody holds that a roedif. That a roedif. Who's that?
The rice is not a kasher.
You're
saying something else.
A roedif is what machteres. I mean, a cotton is. He brings a raya. Okay, I think it's a difficult pshat. No, what would you say?
Rashi is saying, "Zuhi hasra." So I'm a mishum de mechazkinan leirodei for by hasra.
No, so he's saying.
So machteres zuhi hasra. So is that we're saying that machteres is like a rodeif, in that when I'm in the machteres, I know what I'm doing is wrong, and therefore I don't need the guy to say I'm going to kill you. So too, when I'm chasing after, when Reuven's chasing after Shimon, he knows that what he's doing is, I'm being general, what I'm saying is wrong, but he knows what he's doing is wrong, and therefore someone might come in and kill him. Once it's established that this person's a rodev, like in Machteres, it's obvious he's a rodev.
So what does Hasra do then? What's the purpose of Hasra? You know what we say? So look at the Rashi, Zui Hasra, see first the wide lines. She'ein tzarech hasra acheres. It doesn't say she'ein tzarech hasra. Ein tzarech hasra acheres. Elo horgoi miyad. The kevon de torach umosar nafshe ilachter edayte d'ochi osa. The ikoi la poi katil nalei. Avam retorah kevon de roidefu. Ein tzarech hasra. Elo matzilin oisoi bin nafshe. Rashi just said, he has Asra. Ein tzarech Asra acheres. They came to Torah who was the Navshoi. V'omer Torah, Sadai Tadachi Asa. V'omer Torah came in the right of who? Ein tzarech Asra. V'zei Kabbal, it says, Ad she yas, Aval nichnas l'chatzeir regagoi derech ha-pesach, Ein oi horgoi ad she yasru boi. Be'edim. Chozu dakim nu biyapach, ubi katil nalach, vizeo yikabu lov asra, v'yom yedei ani, v'amanos kenen ni yoyse. Shim tamid lenegdi, erig oyscha, ava bolo yasra loy, dil dilma lav adaita de nafshus koosi. El dashi kifiskot lehedya. So Rashi says, if you hold machterosi zuhi hasra osi, what are you saying? So what is Rav Huna's din? By cotton. Cotton requires, it doesn't require, cotton needs someone to have. If you require Asra, so Lachaira, a cotton can't be a roidev. Correct? No? So how can, what does Huna say? I could say it with Tanan Machteris. Rav Huna's the one who's the Baal HaMem, a cotton, a roidev, Nitan Latzila Ben Avshay.
Meaning over here when we're using the word hasra, we're not using it. I mean, classically use hasra. Hasra normally is for the person doing the iser. Over here we could say that hasra is being used as a way of defining for us whether this person is doing what he seems to be doing.
Okay, hold that idea. Go ahead, Adam.
I would have thought that basically he's holding like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, except that when it's contextually clear that the guy's amazed, then you don't even need to tell him.
So what happened to cutting a rodef?
So a katan, you know, he's amazed. If you say a rodef's a rodef, that just the fact that he's running after someone, it's
cutting a rodef. And what about the cutting a rodef? So again, so that is, but you can't give asra to a katan.
No, so you can't give asra in terms of yater asmalos and misa.
Right.
A katan can't do that. But there's another aspect of asra. It's just you can't kill a guy who's a shogeg, he's got to be amazing. So that is clear by the fact that he's a rodev, if he's a nimach teres or if he's running after somebody.
So when does Rav Huna require verbal hasra for a rodev?
For chayv and misos that aren't a rodev. But as
no,
far as a rodev,
in the context of in our parsha, when does Rav Huna ever require a verbal hasra?
No, not if he's the guy's a rodev.
So the man de Omar who says that you have to, the Tana who says that you have to spell out to the Roidev and even get to the Roidev and even get a Kambola. That's not that Ravuna will not pass on that Tana.
No, I mean that's the end of the Gemara. He says I hold like the Tana who's not like the other two.
The Machteres and not the Armei Ketana de Machteres.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's the Tana de Machteres? The two Tana de Machteres.
Yeah, well, yeah, the second one who says
that
who holds that the only reason you need Hasra is Havchim Ben Chogil Mezid, except you don't even need that if the guy is clearly a Rodev, because he's obviously a Mezid.
So they're setting the sukkah in the following way. There's a machlokes as to what the purpose of Hasra is. Is Hasra for the eventual person is going to be killed to establish that he is, like to makabel the din in advance, or is Asra to make sure that we know that the criminal is doing it b'mezid? All right? Now, when it comes to, now the next question is, when it comes to a roidef, the Gemara says that there's a machlokes tanoim if a roidef requires a full-fledged asra, right? Even kambola, or whether it's good enough for the roidef to say, to know that the roidef is doing this b'mezid. All right? Now we come to above machteres. So if we require asra of kambola, what do we require in above machteres? If in general redifa, all we require is hasra of awareness, but not kabbalah. What's the din by mamachteres? So in what situation will the baba machteres be different than the bal karfifoi ulagagoi?
According to Rashi.
Yeah. You wouldn't have to. You're saying all those who require hasra, kambola or verbal, would require hasra for baba karfifai, would not require for baba machteres. So what's pshan Rashi? Olma mishun de mechaskin and lay roidev loy boy hasra, but a roidev is a machlokes when it requires hasra or not.
Being in the machteres.
What's the point?
No, not according to the third Tana.
Told us that he is a roidev.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing and what the purpose of his coming is, then the Baal Bais knows that he can kill him.
Right.
He did what he was doing, having in mind that he's going to come and kill. The Torah is telling us that this is the mindset of a Baal Bais Teres. He's doing it on purpose. He's coming to kill you. The Torah already told us all those things about someone who's bedavka Baal Bais Teres, as opposed to someone who's coming karfifo or...
Good. That's again. So again, Rav Huna requires Hasra for Roidev. Correct? Correct? Which kind of Asra, but there right now. Then Rav Huna now says, I will say Machtarasa Izubi Asarasa. Correct?
Yeah.
So how does, and I understand the logic that if a person is putting himself out to be Bo Machteres, then he's already willing to take out the, I understand that. Good. So therefore the fact that he is tunneling in means I don't have to give him a drosha. Alright? He knows what he's doing. So again, Olma Mishum de Mechaskin and Le Roidev. Because we are saying he's a Roidev, so I understand very well Mordechai is saying correctly. The Torah is being conveyed, he's a Roidev. That's what we've been developing in the entire Shir. That Roidev requires a Kvias. Baba Machteres certainly requires that. That some power determines that he's a roidev. The Torah determines he's a roidev for us. All right? The Torah's kaveh that he's a roidev. Good. So now, what's pshat loy boy asra? But a roidev does require asra.
Now when you're saying you're clear about
but
what
like all these cases of karpifo and so on, that's a suffix word. Like, that's, you don't know. Maybe you just walked in, stop. But
yeah.
As one to say someone's a rodif, that's it. And that means that.
Cotton or rodif, cotton is a hot pursuit. According to Rav Huna, does not require a sra.
That's when you have clarity that he's going
to be because you're Mavane.
So how are you reading the Rashi? Oma mishum de mechaskin and leiroidev, because the Torah makes him into a roidev.
In that case, the Torah said that he's going to be.
So therefore, we don't require a sra. Is that what we're saying? You right? So that would support the Rambam. If that's pshat, why? Because the Rambam says that a roidev requires hasra. Right? What's the lashon of the Rambam? Afal pishu lekibel alav asra, kevin shadayin hu roidev, harei ze nerag. Im iziru, harei hu roidev acharav. Afal pishu lekibel, right? The Rambam says it requires your basic roidev, does not require kabbalas asra, right?
How are we defining that?
As long as you yelled at him and told him what he's doing is asr, we don't have to know that he acknowledges it and says afal pikein. However. Ram and Geneva, Abom Machter is Rabbi Malaila and Leidomim. Echad Abom Machter is Ein Ganesh and Nisam Pesach Gagoi. No mention of Asra. With the Malaitera, Tera, Domishal Ganev, Avishal Valiskim Bomen, Vishres Kosoi. No, Pella.
One could be a beast and one could be killing him at the time.
So that is correct, but then no, I'm not talking about it. Because Hill's Geneva was talking, Hill's receiver was talking about it was a right age. Right? Elamai, so what do you see? What's the Torah pointing out to us? That in classic right age, I don't use Hasra, in classic, I need to use Hasra in order to establish who the right age is. I don't need Kabbalah. I don't need Hasra in order for the Reidev. I don't need Kabbalah, as Rashi says. Kabbalah's Hasra is part of Maisa Bezdin. Kabbalah's Hasra is when I go to Bezdin, I need to be able to say, this person was Makabel Chiyav Misa. So I don't need Kabbalah's Hasra. The purpose of Hasra over here is part of the Kviyas. I need to know who the Reidev of the Nirev is. I need to tell him, that I'm going to take you out. And then if he comes back and says, whoa, I'm the Nirdav over here. I'm not the right Nirdav over here. Yeah, you're missing the point. I'm doing what you want to do. The other guy's the right Nirdav, right? So if the Asra is part of the Kviyas, so Abba Machteres doesn't require the Kviyas. The Torah was Kviyas. We'll say Givaldi Galosh and the Yad Ravo. And then we'll say Ram and then we'll finish up. Ayin Beis Min Aleph. Ayin Beis Min Beis. Yad Mimo. Tana Rabbanon. V'tanya Idach. Where's V'tanya Idach?
I think it's further up a bit. Somewhere around here.
Amar Rav Huna. It's before Amar Rav Huna. Should be right here. Tana Rabbanan Machteres.
The sixth line on the last word on the line. V'tanya Idach.
V'tanya Idach. Im kein ma tam lo me machteres machteros is we hasrosi kolay mar machteros me ida velov shugan of gomer shugan of gomer vadaita de nafshe kosi shugan of gomer shmeida lov and this is what the Yadav Ravah is saying is there are different levels of gan of a ganav is there's a ganav who wants to steal. and the ganav of the Rashi was moise nefesh stealing. So if he's a ganav, gomer means a ganav will do anything to get this object. I recognize that there are pickpocketers and there are burglars and there the different kinds of ganav have different levels of mesiris nefesh to get them. So Abov Machteris is the person who's so insistent in getting this object that he's willing to tunnel in. That person is Muchzak. He's also willing to take out the proprietor. So that would explain to us why the Rambam puts Bomachteris in El Sganeva. Because what the Rambam's pointing, what the upshot of the sugi is that just like Moshe went over there, just like a Ben Sura Moira, and the Achil Mukheres indicates to us how far we're going to go. So there are different kinds of ganavim. And if your muhsak is a ganav gomer, as a ganav machteres, then that's the same thing as being muhsak as a roidev. That's the Nashem Seifer. You see how parallel halachas are. So hayoytzim mikol zem is that the chiddush of avon machteres is that the situation in and of itself the Torah has to be mechadish to us that this is a case of redifa. But what the Torah is saying is, if you determine that a person is a gan of gomer, then mechazkin and like yiroidev. He's muhsak yiroidev. Muhsak yiroidev is muhsak yiroidev is a heter, not a chiyuv misa. Heter. Now to finish up, can't do it today. Just finish up this Rashi. Why Rashi says that commonly rendering applies. I have to get to that point. Good. Tomorrow I'd like to go on the din of right, the din of Kotan, everybody, and the din of Yotzer Roshe. Okay.